Here's a gentleman who would like your vote tomorrow. Here's Seth Grossman. Good morning.
Good morning, Don. And as you know, I'm a candidate, Seth Grossman, for Congress to replace Congressman Frank Lobiondo when he retires. And I was absolutely delighted to listen to him a few minutes ago explain his position on DACA, the children of illegal immigrants who came over illegally when they were children. And as you know, President Trump put together a very generous program to take those young people into consideration by saying, if young people who came here illegally have learned English, have integrated into American society, who want to be good Americans, who have followed the law, who are learning jobs and making a place for themselves, we want them to come in. We'll put them at the head of the line. But if you're a gang member, a criminal, if you still didn't learn English, if you're on welfare with no prospect of getting a job, no, you don't get to come in. But Donald Trump also said that as part of a package, we've got to build a wall to stop future illegal immigration. We've got to end what's called catch and release, where we're not allowed, when someone comes here illegally, we're not allowed to quickly arrest them and send them back. And we've got to end something called chain migration, where if a legal immigrant comes in, we also automatically take your uncles, your aunts, your father, your mother, your cousins, everybody else, because it's swamping our country with people who are not fitting in. So I think President Trump made a very reasonable proposal. The Democrats, of course, don't want that. They want to take in every single illegal immigrant. They want to continue the chain migration. They want to continue the catch and release program. And the 218 Democrats, or rather the 200, I forget how many Democrats, about 200 Democrats, they want to just allow all the illegals to become legal and to continue all the abuse going on right now. And there's been a lot of pressure on certain Republicans to join with the Democrats to do that. And I'm just so happy that our Congressman, Frank Lobiondo, the guy who I want to replace when he retires, that he's holding the line and he's supporting President Trump on this important issue.
And that's where you stand.
And that's exactly where I stand, that yes, we have hardship cases. We let in the people who came in as kids who are becoming good Americans. But we don't want everybody who's a criminal, and we don't want to have their aunts, uncles, cousins, and everybody else, because there are others patiently waiting in line who are more deserving of citizenship than someone who just happens to be the relative of somebody else. And the other thing is, I really understand and I appreciate Frank Lobiondo's concern for the farmers who are looking for qualified people to work on the farms. But I think that's not an immigration problem. I think that's a public school problem, because we have our public schools basically teaching our kids that everybody ought to go to college, and that doing, you know, work on a farm, doing productive manual work is not worthy of people, that somehow Americans don't have to do hard work. And I think we have to make that cultural change, and we cannot depend on a permanent servant class of illegal immigrants to do our, to do dirty jobs. I mean, that's something that we have to overcome as a country.
Well, aren't we trying to do that? Seth, aren't we trying to do that in New Jersey now, with putting more emphasis on the community colleges, the trade schools, as we used to call some of them?
Yes, but there's still some people. I mean, we've convinced culturally that you're a failure if you work farm machinery. And I think we have to work harder, or that that somehow you're a slave if you work on a farm, or something of that
right.
nature. But that's a cultural thing we have to overcome.
What else does Seth Grossman offer the voters tomorrow that you feel some of those running against you do not?
Well, again, on the key issue is that immigration, and I'm the only candidate who's taking a firm stand that we've got to enforce our immigration laws, but we've also got to reduce the number of immigrants to sustainable levels, like what we had when America was great. We've got to repeal the expensive mandates of Obamacare that have driven up the cost of insurance. Well, we have people paying like $1,200 a month for health insurance with a $5,000 deductible. I mean, that's absolutely nuts. We've got to get rid of that. We've got to protect the Second Amendment. But most important, we've got to support President Trump and get rid of all these fake impeachment and fake obstruction charges and send Mueller back home packing because he's produced absolutely no evidence whatsoever after spending $10 million in a year and a half. So that's why I hope you'll vote in the primary. The polls are open 6 in the morning to 8 o'clock tomorrow night. And, Don, thanks so much for giving me this time to promote Seth Grossman for Congress.
And what you're not you tell people where to find you on the ballot.
They'll find me in Atlanta County. I'm in column A, the first column, with the MAGA. By the way, they put the print so small you could hardly read it, but it does say Atlanta County MAGA Republicans. You have Brian Goldberg for U.S. Senate above my name. Then you have my name. And I think we're a good team, and we're going to give President Trump the support that he has earned.
Thank you very much, Seth. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you, Seth Grossman, on the Republican ballot tomorrow. Very, very important to get out and vote without a doubt. 927-1100. Here he is. There's Dominic.
Yeah.
Good morning.
I got Seth's back. I'll vote for him all the way.
All right.
He's doing the right thing because over the old country where I'm from, they're getting rid of all of them. And that's how to do it.
They are. You're right. I just read the Drudge Report. Of course, it's been in the papers in the last couple of days.
They have said,
pack your bags over in Italy.
My family over in Sicily, a few of them are fishermen, and they're getting paid to take them back where they came from with their fishing boats.
Really?
Okay. That's right. And it's about maybe 1,000 boats, lining them all up and bringing them back where they go. Just dropping right off where they belong at.
Says the new Italian government vows to create jobs and deport the migrants.
That's
one of the headlines is, get ready to pack your bags.